You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast presented by the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. Elliot Shore Parks, James Seltzer with you.
What up, B? What up? How you doing, pal? I mean, you know, another exciting. So actually, you want to hear something embarrassing that happened?
I love it. You're like about to go into something. You're like, you know what? No, I'm going to keep it real. Yeah, lay it on me, buddy.
So it's not a huge story, but it is a little funny story. Mm-hmm. It's not a great story.
So, yeah. Really, you're hyping this up too much.
Maybe so yesterday I'm leaving the Eagles media house and I'm saying bye to people. And I said to somebody, like, have a good bye. Like, I meant bye week, but then it sounds like I was saying have a good bye. It's been thinking about
how did they react?
I think they just kept
So you just got left with it.
Well, no, they think they probably
the last line.
I mean, goodbye makes sense, but I'll say this.
Isn't that the worst when you just do something or say something that sticks with you and you have no idea what the person's thinking?
And you just
go around and
walk into my car thinking, like, why did I wanted to circle back and be like, just to be clear. I meant a goodbye week.
But. And then next time you see them, it's like,
It's like, remember that? That was awkward.
Have a hello. Am I right?
Yeah. I should do that next time, and he won't get that.
The funny thing is he walked away and never will think about it again. And you will spend the next like week like
so
this grinding over it.
Speaking of this, you ever have like, I'm sure you do, obviously, but like awkward interactions you'll always remember for the rest
of your life. Yeah. We all do. Yes.
So I remember in college, I was like at a party. And like trying to talk to this girl, and obviously it didn't work out. But like,
why obvious?
Like, I don't know. Just let's be real. But like, so
this is a real self-deprecating start to the pod here. I like it. It's good.
So I remember the next day or two, I saw her at like she was like working at the tech center, is like, I don't know, at the front desk. And I went up and I was like, I made a joke that was a reference to something we were talking about, and she didn't understand it at all. And I was just standing there like, oh, anyway, I'm just gonna walk away and hopefully never see you again in my entire life. So
the worst is when you do that to like, I'll do it to Emily, I'll make a joke and she'll just look at me and I'll be like, that was a joke.
Yeah.
She'll be like, yeah, I know, buddy.
Well, there's nothing
great, pal.
There's nothing worse than having to explain your jokes.
Oh, it's the worst. Like having to say that's a joke is just devastating.
You know what? Another really terrible.
My grandfather used to say all the time because his jokes weren't funny. We always go, "That's a joke, son." So when
but I think that actually sounds funny.
Well, that's when I do it with Emily now. Whenever I'll be like, "That's a joke, son," and she'll be like, "All right."
I hate when you whisper something or you say something like quickly and someone's like, what'd you say? And you have to repeat it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I promise you it's not worth repeating.
Yeah. Just trust me. Yeah, like,
please.
I did this recently where I said something and Emily's like, what was it? I was like, you know what?
Let's just pretend it never happened. Move on because I don't want to explain this.
Speaking of please move on.
I was going to say, speaking of goodbye.
Yeah, let's talk some bad.
Eagles are not having a goodbye.
No. Nice. Look at you. Well done. That is definitely a
Eagles
talker.
Are
you listening?
Goodbye.
That's the title right there.
Well, Devin's listening too.
Devin's, So for those,
this might be two behinds.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? That's what we do here. We keep it real. We never lie to the GoBirds listeners. Yes, inside the dugout, as we always say.
If I ever do a baseball pod, I'm going to call it inside.
You have to. I mean, it's the greatest inside joke of all time.
It is.
So behind baseball was a favorite one you said one time too.
Yeah.
Inside the dugout, behind baseball were my two favorites. So for those who don't know, which is everyone listening.
Speaking of stories that people don't care about.
Unless you're on the YouTube channel, then you totally get it. Hello. Tucker, our producer,
Bagley on Twitter.
Shout out to Tucker Bagley. Great Twitter follow, actually. Right?
Yeah.
Brings out some really interesting stats.
Underrated follow.
I agree with you. Yeah. You think I went too far saying great? So you went
underrated. No, he is great. I'm saying I think he's underrated. Like, I think he had great tweets.
Just joke.
Yeah.
Normally, Tucker's in our beautiful studio here at the Odyssey headquarters, let's say. Make it sound big and
sounds
important. Normally, he's in the room with us. He's doing it remotely right now because he's teaching Devin Caney. Shout out to the Big Three.
Shout out.
How to do this kind of stuff, I guess. But As a result, he's in another room.
And it's just us.
We had no idea. He's texting me like, you're live. And I'm like, what do you mean we're live?
Yeah.
So anyway, we're
probably a good thing he texted
us. We're powering our way through it is what we're doing. All right. So
speaking of powering,
look at you. You are the king of segues today.
I'm on fire.
Do this all fun. All right. Let's get into it. There's so much overall. We'll get into the Nick and Jalen thing.
Yeah.
They have their moments, I've heard.
Yeah.
The off the field stuff. There's the Devin White thing, the Darius Slay, CJ stuff, all that. I don't even know where to start. How you feeling, buddy? Where are you at right now?
Where
should we start?
I'm trying so hard not to overreact. Because before the Buccaneers,
me too. Because I'm the king of 1 month. The first month doesn't even matter.
I know.
And I'm down.
And I'm the king of overreacting. So like, look. Prior to the Buccaneers game, I said they didn't have to win the game and they might be the best team in the NFC. So I'm not trying to sit here and completely overreact to that, because what I do think is happening is, while everybody is understandably freaking out, like I get it, right? The emotion of sports, that's why we love it. Like I get the freaking out. They really are not in a terrible place. They're 2-2.
No, totally.
Yeah. Like
there's no great team.
All those things are true. And wow,
and they did play the last game without three of their four best offensive players.
They did win their two toughest games. Yes. If we want to be real, like their toughest game, sure, the Packers away.
Yeah, basically. I think so. Probably. Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree.
So, like, they are really close to. I mean, look, they could be 1-3. They could be 4-0. They could be 3-0. Like, there's any of these,
from 0-4 to 4-0.
All of those. Swung,
yeah, they're 100%. All. Yeah. Well, but, I guess nah. 3-1. I don't think they could have beaten the Bucks.
No. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they could be 3-1 or 0-1.
Could have been
3-1 or 0-4.
I would agree with that.
Yeah,
but overall, while I definitely think it is fair, and you know, Richie asked Nick Sirianni this, like 3-8 in the last 11. I think that is a fair way to look at it. But I also think we need to take a step
back. I like Nick's answer. He's like, we're 2-2 this year.
They are 2-2.
Yeah, the record says.
Yeah, they're 2-2. But as we like tie into all these things we're going to talk about today, the thing I feel strongest about, as we sit here, is I remember me and you doing this pod here with Tucker there, who's not here today.
Yeah, it's weird.
But just me and you now.
I never knew how much I missed Tucker until he was gone.
I know. It's, you know what it feels like? Not to compare Tucker to a dog.
Oh, no.
Do you ever have, like, when you're driving?
Yeah. Okay, so I have a different thing. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah. So, like, me and Kristen will be driving somewhere, and it, like, if Kingsley's in the back seat, but then he's not, if we drop him off at, like, you know.
Oh, so I have this with Zoe, where, like, I'll drop Zoe off at school or something.
It's weird to think she's not in the back seat.
I'll, like, turn around to say something.
Exactly.
I have the same thing with, like, when you're going on vacation and, like, you'll bring your dog, whether it's to doggy daycare or, you know, BLG. Shout out to BLG. Watches Ruben for us when we're gone. Like, when I'll bring him to BLG's house, like, maybe the night before or whatever. And then you have a night in the house without the dog or whatever.
It
feels so weird.
It does. It feels like an empty house. I get it now, what people say. But regardless. The thing I feel the strongest about is I remember me and you doing the pod after they lost to the Buccaneers and talking about if they should bring Nick back or not, right? And I remember saying sarcastically, because I was like in a pissy mood.
You sure were.
Yeah. But like I was saying, I wish they would just fire Nick because I know
for his own good.
For his own good.
For his own mental health and all that. Like,
and honestly, like as we think about everything that's going on with the Jalen thing and like the players with the social media and like people asking, you know, asking fairly if he's worried about his job. I think maybe it was just broken and they're kind of just carrying around something that's broken. I mean, I think it was actually in the big three chat speaking that I like, it just sometimes feels like this relationship is over and we're all just trying to convince ourselves that it's actually not over.
Yeah.
And
it was in the chat. It was such a good example.
Because like, I think that the team is good. I do think
they have talent.
Yeah,
no
they
question.
Have talent.
I mean, like, offensively,
they're 2-2. Yeah. Like, would it shock me if they won the division and won a playoff game? Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
But then the question is, I don't know, man. Are we just going to
keep doing this,
dragging
thing.
This thing through the season and then they win a playoff game so you can't really fire Nick? Like, I don't think Nick is to blame for this. I don't. I don't think Nick deserves to be fired. But at the end of the day, it just kind of feels like this thing is not going to be fixed until there's a major change. And it's not going to be Jalen in season. Like, next season, yes, it could be Jalen. But it's not going to be Jalen now. Like, you're not going to go to Tanner McKee or Kenny Pickett for the rest of the year. And it just feels like the discussion around this team, and I know you can't let fan discussion impact things, but the discussion around the team just feels so negative all the time.
Like, I know.
People
it's two
don't
and two.
Believe
this
in
is,
Nick. And
this
just,
is the worst.
It's an ugly situation.
This is the worst feeling as a fan base I feel like I've ever felt.
Every
two
single
and two.
Twitter
at 2-2,
poll,
and two, I don't think I've ever felt.
Every single Twitter poll I click on, normally, let's just be real, when WIP does Twitter polls that are
Oh, yeah. It's
normal. Always
yeah.
positive.
Yeah, oh, they're the other way. I mean,
the Eagles are going to win. They are the best team. This was a good contract.
70% of people said they'd fire Nick. Like 60-something percent of people said they're not going to make the playoffs.
Yes, and they might not. So I got an email.
You know, I think they're going to make the playoffs.
So I got a stat yesterday in an email, and I forget the company that sent it to me. But it was actually, guess, what percentage of teams that are 2-2 do you think make the playoffs?
63%.
39%.
Whoa!
Right now, look, I think that the Eagles are not a traditional 2-2 team.
Well, I guess
in a way,
63 is a bad guy.
Yeah, you are
exact opposite. Yeah.
But like, look, they were missing AJ Lane, Devontae. I don't think the Eagles are a true 2-2 team in some ways. But 39%. I mean, the odds are against the Eagles in a way making the playoffs.
Now, I do think,
but I think they probably will.
Well, I think you also. I think those numbers are. In a vacuum, interesting, but also like how many teams are 2-2 each year? How many teams go 3-1 versus one? You know what I mean? Like it's like each year is different with all that type of stuff. And
I also think it's a small sample size because they've only done it since there was a wild card.
There you go. So it is 2 years. Yes. And then also on top of that, I mean, I do think that to the point we made, I think this is a down year. I don't think there are any great teams.
Yeah.
Their schedule really is. Like, but easy-ish. Who knows? Right. They just got smoked by Tampa Bay, who I think is a mediocre, maybe a good team, but probably mediocre.
Now, again, they're missing people. Like,
right.
Whatever.
So it's I think that this is probably what they are, right? Like, somewhere between 8-9 and 10-7.
I know.
Called 10-7.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're somewhere in that range. I think they're a team with a high ceiling and a low floor. And I think we're going to see both of those things on week-to-week basis.
Like,
I do think to your initial point, though, and I want to get... Because I definitely agree. I think 4 weeks in the season, they should have fired Nick last year. Like for so many reasons, it's just broken. It is what it is. Again, for Jalen to do the, we have our moments thing, like to answer a question like that about Nick again, a month into the season, we're back to this.
Yeah.
Like we're there. And I think Jalen has done a really good job at the podium this year.
Like, I agree. I thought he didn't have that exact press conference.
He was
very
taking
good.
Accountability. Yeah. He hasn't shirked the blame, all that stuff. But like that was, again, we've done this.
Right.
We've been through this. But I do think, and look, I think Jalen holds a lot of blame. Like, I think Jalen has been disappointing.
He's number one.
He's been disappointing for me this year. And I think in the last game, it was the biggest reason they lost it. To still be holding on to the ball as long as he is.
Yeah.
To still be breaking the pocket the way he is. To still be making the decisions he is and missing throws. Like, not okay. Like, you're the fifth year as an NFL player. Like, that is absolutely unacceptable. So I think he deserves a lot of blame. But I do think you're underrating the blame that Nick deserves. And maybe it was something where it was failed from the beginning and he never had a chance. But like Nick has to answer for his entire team on social media talking crap on each other. The fact that Darius Slay is going on a Dallas Cowboys podcast day after you lose a game.
I know, we don't curse anymore because of the YouTube, but
the hardest I've not cursed in the history of this podcast.
This is very up your
freaking
alley.
Bleep. Like it is bleep. It is full on bleep. Like, first of all, I don't think these guys should be going on other players' podcasts in season, period. But like, if that's going to happen, I get it's the culture now. Go on 26 other teams' podcasts or whatever, 27 other teams. Like, you can't be going on a Washington, a New York, or a Dallas podcast in season. Sorry, bro. Can't do it. But then to go on Micah Parsons' podcast and rip your player? Like, what is going on? You're a freaking captain, man.
Right.
You are a captain of this football team. And I know he's likable and he's a good teammate because people like him. Like, take the freaking C off his chest right now. Like, that's where I'm at. Like,
I know.
Get the C off his chest. Like, honestly, I am about as out on Darius Slay as I could be right now. And then we get into CJ GJ. I mean, he's tweeting, damn. Like, I'm sure because his freaking captain just ripped him.
Well,
and then we'll get into the whole Devin White thing, which is a whole other thing, but that is on Nick too. It's on the front office as well.
Right.
And it's on Nick as well.
All right. So let's just talk about this now and then we'll circle back to the Nick part of it.
But Nick is part of it.
No. Look, here's, all right, I'll just say my Nick thing. Ultimately, I can't defend Nick if you're 3-8 in your last 11 games and like this is what's going on.
And it's like, falling apart again, right? Especially again, because Nick can't come in and tell us for 2+ years connectivity. This is the most important thing to me is connected. And then you have this happening like that. And so, again, to the point where you've said this before, where the quarterback's still saying stuff about him like this, like that's on you
Nick
too.
I agree. Like
I'm fired up today.
And this is right up your alley of things you would hate. Like I completely,
you knew this was coming.
This is literally, I was all right. But let me just say my Darius Slay thing.
Go ahead. I will back.
Okay. Let me just, I there's two different things for me here. One, I don't think he should have gone on the Micah Parsons spot. I don't think he should have done it. Like, you just lost the game. He is a Cowboy. So I don't think he should have done it. And then when he's on the pod, I think that what he said about CJGJ is being slightly exaggerated.
It wasn't
here.
That bad.
It wasn't that bad.
That he's allowing his player to get
right.
Ripped.
And also, like, you're on the pod already. You're recording. He asks you about it. Like, look, I thought he could have answered it better, Trump. I also think, to be real, like, Chauncey shouldn't have posted the damn thing because it just takes it to another level. Like, if you have an issue with him, like, it would be like if you got in a fight and you tweeted about it and then I tweeted back publicly about it. Like, it just doesn't help anybody.
I agree. And look, CJGJ, like, just, I think all these, like, a few of these guys, like, honestly, and I can't tell anyone what to do, but if it were up to me, I would not want them on social media. I think it is causing way more problems for them than it's worth. And CJGJ is way too online. Especially for someone who's playing like crap.
Darius Slay.
I agree.
Online.
And that's another thing with Slay. Like, man, like, know the freaking moment. Like, I know you're getting ripped, but deservedly in that game, like, don't tweet out your freaking career stats. Like, right. it's so weak.
So here, like, I just, look, this is a personal preference. Like, I don't care.
And I know. We're different on
that. I know, right? Like, look, he is being ripped online. If we're going to rip players, I think they're allowed to respond. Now, as a, like, if Slay texted me, and he never would, but like, hey, do you think I should tweet this? I'd go, no, I don't think you should tweet this, right? If he was like, hey, should I go on Michael Parsons pod? I'd go, nah, I probably wouldn't do that. So I get why it's a bad look. But ultimately, this whole thing, like, taking the C off of his chest, I just think we have to take a step back and say, while Darius Slay is not playing great this year, Darius Slay was voted a captain by his teammates. Darius Slay is a good teammate. Now, the Chauncey Gardner-Johnson thing, that was a misstep by him. I agree. Now, what he said, I think, was overblown. But regardless, he shouldn't have put himself in that spot, and he should have answered it better. But he is a good teammate. Like, I'm just letting you know, like, guys on that
I get it.
But that matters when we talk about how there's a different perception, how he's viewed by the fans and how he's viewed in
that locker room. But there's also a difference between being a captain and being a good teammate.
Agreed.
And as a captain, he has to know better than to do these things.
But you also have to think, like, as a captain, his job
is to not go on the Micah Parsons podcast after a loss. Like, that's part of it, though.
But we don't know how him tweeting out his own stats was perceived by his teammates. They could be like, yes, you know, like, there is
forget the stats thing.
No, but that's where it all started, right?
Like, I understand, but, like, forget. Okay, let's go back to the tweet thing. Because, I don't care what his teammates think. Like, he is talking but he's talking to a fan base. He's got to understand.
But if he's the captain, what his teammates think matters. That's the point.
I don't think his teammates are like, yeah,
I don't
Darius,
know about that. You don't think the Eagles have a perception right now of, like, everyone's mean to us, like, you know, us versus them. You don't think.
I wish they'd come together. But they're not coming together. They freaking ripping each other in public.
Well, hold on. But, like, this is where I think we need to take a step back. Like, they're not ripping each other in public.
All right. Well, Darius Slay needs to know better. If you're 34-year-old NFL, 33-year-old NFL. Too bad. Guess what? You're in Philly now, man.
But he's been here for 5 years. Like, and we've done this thing. Like,
but we hate it every time. Like,
I know,
it's like,
but
enough.
He's not going to stop. So,
but
it's
that,
like,
doesn't make it okay.
But he's done it for years, and he was still voted captain. So, like, we can view this two ways. And
he was voted captain because he's a 30-plus-year-old guy.
He was voted captain.
How about this? Why did it take him like 10 years of his NFL career to finally be voted a captain?
But, like,
no, but seriously,
okay,
right?
That's fine.
He's in Detroit. He's one of the best players in that football team for years, not a captain. Right. He comes here as one of the best defensive player on the team for what, 3 years before he becomes a captain. Like, it's not like this guy's been a captain his whole career. It's not like, and also the players voting for the captain, like, we know, we've talked about this. It's a little dumb. Every quarterback on every team's a captain. Rookie quarterback's captain, of course.
Yeah, but to your point, Slay is not one of those.
I know, but
obvious captains.
Okay, so why did it take him 10 years to become a captain?
I can't answer that. Like, I wasn't here.
Maybe it's because he's not that great a teammate.
Fair, like,
it's a veteran respect thing.
Jordan Mailata has been on the team for what, 6 years, and he's a first year captain. I think
he's super likable.
But that's my point I'm making, is that just because it goes a while into your career without being captain, I'm not saying what he did was good. But I guess where I am pushing back is, like, he's a loser. He shouldn't be a captain. You can't win with him. He was a key part of that 2022 team that came within 3 points.
I didn't say he's a loser.
No, I know you don't. I'm responding to the general.
But he also, that's the only time he's ever won in his life, for what it's worth.
Yeah, but to be fair, it's a lot of players on this Eagles team have won in their life. So, yeah, like, but I just, again, he shouldn't have done it. And I have a way bigger issue with going on the Micah Parsons pod. Now,
I do too. It's, I mean, close.
Like,
I'm way more upset about the
Deebo
pod
Samuel
than I am
just
about
did
the
a pod with some Amon-Ra St. Brown from the Lions talking about the NFC Championship game. So, like, to your point, this is just, it is what it is. Like, players do this now. And I'm okay with it. I really am. Like,
again, I'm okay with, like, I wish, again, I don't love it as a whole, but I understand it's what it is. That's why I said, go on 27 other podcasts. You can't go on Micah Parsons' freaking podcast. Like, are you crazy? He's a Dallas Cowboy. Like, but, this is bad.
But, like, I guess what I'm saying is, like, Debo went on the podcast of...
They're the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, but they just played in the NFC Championship game. Like, how would you feel if Slade...
I would hate that Debo did that, too. Almost as much as someone going on a Rivals podcast.
Right.
Again, I don't like that Debo did it. I don't like any of this. Right. Like, I'm not going to excuse it for any of these
but
players.
But I just don't think... I know it's different now.
It's different, and they play on different teams, and they're friends and all that. But like, you like, guess what? Debo Samuel plays in San Francisco. Maybe they don't care as much in San Francisco. Like,
right.
You are part of the reason you have a contract. Part of the reason you have a job. Part of the reason this is the NFL is because of fans. Is because fans support this and prop right. this thing up and pay for it and buy all the jerseys and all that stuff. Like, you have to have some sort of feel for your fan base and cater to them somewhat,
yes.
Because guess what? You're a Philadelphia Eagle, man.
I do.
And you know how this city has reacted to the stuff you've done in the past. And you know, going on a Dallas Cowboys podcast is a bad idea.
I agree with that. I
so there's no defending it.
No, I'm not defending it. I'm just saying that I don't think it makes him like a bad guy that shouldn't be a captain. Again, I know you're not saying that.
But no, I'm not. But what it does do is it makes Eagles fans like him less. And it makes Eagles fans more annoyed with him. And what the real like come up for him is it's going to make us less willing to forgive his mistakes.
I agree with all that.
Yeah.
Right?
So I'm just saying it's super dumb of him.
I don't think he should have gone on the pod. Yeah. I agree with you. Right. I 100% agree with you. He should not have gone on the pod.
And I understand what you're saying. He's still a good teammate and they like him in the locker room. That's all fine.
And he is a good guy.
That's like, all fine. Yes. He seems like a great guy. I think he seems like an awesome guy.
Yes.
But I do think that, and whether it's the way things are or not, I'm still allowed to look at a captain on my football team and say, you got to know better, man. And I'm not going to say it's okay. And I'm going to say that I have a problem with a captain on my football team doing that.
But
like, there's no other way around it.
All ties back to is just that the team isn't winning. Right.
Well,
were 4-0 and he went on Micah Parsons' pod, people wouldn't care.
Wrong. Wrong. People would
care. You think if he went on Micah Parsons' pod, I was like, we're 4-0.
I think people would care if you went on Dallas Cowboys pod during the season, no matter what.
I don't.
I feel super confident about that. But regardless, separate thing. Like, the point is, though, is that we came off of last season talking about this. They're 2-2, and this stuff's already happening.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, this is a disaster.
That's why I'm talking about carrying around all this baggage, right? Like, what he tweeted and, like, it just is... Everything's perceived differently when you're winning versus losing. That just is what it is, right? You know that. Like, players and teams can do things when they're winning.
But you got to be able to lose and not fall apart.
Yeah, well, that's the question. Are they falling apart, right? Like,
it feels that way.
It does. It does feel that way. I agree. But what I'm saying is that, like, the going on Micah Parsons' podcast in and of itself is not an egregious, like, disgusting
I think it is, though. We disagree on that.
Yeah, that's we just disagree
I on think you can't get a Cowboys podcast in the season. I just think that's, like, a non-starter.
I bet he's been on it before. I don't think
not in season
first,
though. Maybe he hasn't gone on in season. Okay. Like you go in the off season. I don't care. Do whatever the hell you want in the off season.
Right.
But like in season, when you're playing games and reacting to things that are happening that affect both of these teams that you're battling, like
and this is what it all comes down to at the end of the day. None of this is helping.
Exactly.
None of it's helping.
Another great.
You know, like Jalen at the podium talking about Nick. Jalen has every right to answer a question however he wants. And if he has an issue with Nick and he doesn't want to hide it, that is completely up to him.
Which is,
but you know what?
Pretty clear.
None of it's helping. You know, like none of it's helping. And so the Devin White thing, Isaiah Rodgers thing.
Yeah.
So here's my Devin White thought, which I know is not going to be popular, but whatever.
Uh-oh.
I just like, look, if he wants to support someone he's been friends with for 5 years.
Stop it, dude. Right?
Shouldn't do it publicly.
Nope. Yeah, but he did it publicly.
I know. Shouldn't do it publicly.
If he had
this is all about public perception versus what we actually care about, though.
No. See, he has Levante David's phone number. He could text Levante David.
That's what I'm saying. Do it privately.
That's fine. Yes. I don't mean like who knows if
so
that
you're
happens.
So you're but this
the
is what
problem
I'm saying.
Is he did it publicly and he did it purposefully. The problem is like you're watching a game and you're retweeting something good about the team your team's playing against.
Well,
like,
I do
honestly. If I didn't think he wanted to get cut, which I think he wants,
I think
to
he
get
does
cut,
want to get cut.
Right.
I think he should want
to
get
he
cut.
He deserves to be cut for that. Like that. Uh-huh. Honestly, what I would do after what that just happened, I would be like, guess what, buddy? You're on our team all year. You're not playing a down. Like I will waste a roster spot to make you sit and deal with this.
Seems like a strong reaction.
But like, you're just saying, all right, this guy clearly is doing offensive things to get out of here. And you're just gonna be like, all right, go.
Well, look,
that is offensive.
I don't think it's offensive.
I think it is among among the most offensive things I've ever seen an Eagles player do, like, in season.
Wow.
Like, outside of criminal activity, right. Like, it, he basically rooted for the other team publicly against the Eagles when he's an Eagles player.
But this
it's just one of the craziest things I ever remember.
But this all just comes back to the same thing, which is that, like, these guys in the league now are all just friends with each other. And so it's different.
No, like, no, Elliot, come like, on,
no,
man.
Hold on.
It says nothing to do with him being friends with Lamonte David. That was a message. He didn't heart it. You have to hit it twice to retweet. We all know. We're all on Twitter. Oh, you heart it. The heart pops up and you move on. It hit retweet. It says, are you sure you want to retweet this thing? And then you hit it again. He retweeted it, man.
Right.
And he had this BS excuse, which we all knew was BS, which he knew was BS. Oh, I meant to heart it.
Right.
Which, like, yes, if he had just hearted it, sure. You can't, if people could see likes anymore, I would have a problem with it.
Right.
But you can't. So whatever. But that's BS. You know that there's no such thing as I meant to heart it. But he retweeted it,
what I'm
man.
Saying is, I agree, but this is all about what we want to see from the player.
But there's no other players that do this. Has any Eagle ever done this in your history with the Eagles? No,
not, right?
The closest thing we have in Philly sports that I can think of is Taiwan Walker liking stuff.
Right, anti-Rob Thompson.
And that was liking
but
some
that's
tweets.
Different to me, in a way. Like, liking an anti-Rob Thompson.
I think the Devin White thing is worse.
Oh,
I agree.
Really? I think the Taiwan thing is worse.
The Eagles were playing against the Bucks, and he's championing right. something. The Bucks, like, again, Elliot, I think this is the worst thing a player has done in terms of this type
I
of
don't,
thing.
Again, this is all about what we think they should do publicly versus what we care about privately.
No. This is public.
He shouldn't have done it. I agree.
He's rooting for the other team publicly while he's
I don't
an
think
Eagle.
He's rooting
but
for
that's, the- there's no other way to take that. He retweeted
no,
a play where his quarterback got sacked, fumbled, and the other team got the ball, and he's like, good job, Bucks. Like, good job, player I used to play with. I play with these other guys now. It's crazy.
Yes. No, but.
This is the craziest argument we've ever.
He's been friends with Lavonte David.
I don't care.
No,
text him.
I agree. Do it privately. I'm agreeing with you.
So there's no excuse for this. Like, I don't understand what you're arguing.
No, I'm just saying that, like, I'm okay with.
I have no problem if you want to text Lavonte David.
Right. I'm saying publicly.
Who
he
cares
shouldn't do
about
it.
That?
I
that
agree.
Has nothing to do with
publicly,
anything.
Publicly, he shouldn't do it.
Has nothing to do with this conversation.
No, I think it does in just this way. Like,
no,
all these issues we have are because they're doing it publicly versus privately.
But no. You're missing the point. He purposefully did this. Like, this was not a mistake. This was not a, like, he could have texted him if he wanted to. He knows that. Hey, man, nice play there. I know you'll see us after the game. Because he won't see the tweet until after the game either. Like, he didn't, if he wanted to let his friend know or support his friend, he could text him.
Right.
Or he could have actually favorited the tweet and not retweet it, which we all know. Do you believe that he only meant to like it and he retweeted it?
So honestly, I'm giving you my
core of your soul.
Yes.
Do you believe that?
I believe, honestly, I don't know.
You know, you've did it twice though.
I don't know if that's definitely true. I'm curious. If that's true, I mean, we don't know if he was using a desktop. Like, we don't know all these things, but we'll pull up back. So
ready
we'll
for
a
this?
Experiment.
Look, I'm going to show you. Like, here's a all Jeff right, Passan tweet.
It's
the first one. I know it worked. Like, look, you hit it and it says repost, quote, tweet, whatever.
Now like it and see. So like it would just
like
be
it.
Right
just
away.
Like you just right. like it like all that. Right, I know I'm right about this.
Yeah. Okay.
You see that, right? So there's no way that he didn't see that thing and hit it again without knowing he was retweeting it. Like,
right.
not
again,
okay.
He shouldn't have done it. I agree with you. I agree. He should not have done it. I 100% agree with you.
So I just think this is one of those. There's no other side to it. Like, there's no defending it in any way, shape or form.
Yeah. The only defense I have is, like, if the guy's friends with them, it is what it is. But I agree, he should not have done it publicly. But also, really quickly, to circle this to a different level, like, Devin White should not handle it the way he's handling it. Like, he won't play special teams. I get all that.
Well, that's another thing. Michael Clay coming out and basically saying, like, hey, I'm willing to have Devin White here if he wants to be here.
But also, like, if we want to tie this
question
back,
by you there.
Thank you.
But that was. No, yeah, seriously. Someone needed to ask Michael Clay, why isn't Devin White on special teams? It's a great question.
So, like, if we want to tie this back to Nick, to circle all the way around, like, I think the Eagles also hold a little bit of responsibility here. Devin White was recruited by the team to come here. He was like, you know, you'll be able to start. You'll like, he said he has taken less money, which who knows if that's true, but he said he took less money to come here because he thought he would play. He took all the first team reps in training camp. And then the last minute before week one, he was benched. Right. And now he's being made a healthy.
Well, we don't know if it was the last minute. They probably told him a week before or whatever.
No, I just mean, like, he took all the first team reps in training camp. So whether it was 5 days before Brazil or whatever, like, he was considered the starter all of camp. If the Eagles, like, the Eagles are the one keeping him around. Like the Eagles could just have cut him or traded him and said, you know what? You're not going to play. We think from a locker room perspective, this won't be great to have an unhappy Devin White in the locker room. Like they are the ones keeping him around. And I know that he should handle it better.
But also like if N'Kobe Dean gets hurt, guess what? You're going to play. Like the point is like they're keeping him around because they need players. Like they need linebackers.
Play him.
Well, I don't think so anymore. I think we're way past
I think even before that.
But clearly, Vic Fangio doesn't like N'Kobe Dean got hurt, he would probably play.
I don't know about
like,
that. You don't think Trotter Jr. would go in?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But regardless, the point is he got signed for $3 million guaranteed. Like this guy knows the NFL.
Yes.
Like you got to know. I don't care what a team tells you. It's the NFL. It's not for long. It's all that stuff. Like you got to show up and do your job. And guess what? You might not play. And if you don't, like, you don't act like a baby about it.
So I don't think
you man the hell up. Yeah. And so he should be playing special teams. Like, what are you talking about? Like, go do whatever you can to make your team win. Like,
yeah. It just
crazy. Like, seriously, though, like, how can we defend that type of behavior?
I'm not defending.
It'd be like if you signed a deal here and you thought you're going to be on air more and you're like, you know what? I'm going to be a bitch about this.
Whoa,
like,
come on. Is
that a curse?
Yes.
That's not a curse.
Well, we'll do the curse pod one time. Yeah. But all I'm saying is the Eagles are the one keeping him around. And maybe he should handle it better. But, like, it goes back to the core thing of, like, there are so many different little issues going on with this team that, like, they have to hold some responsibility for it. Like,
Chauncey, Devin White, overall, Jalen,
like all these things, like I get they have, like Devin has to handle it better somewhat. Slay shouldn't do what he's doing.
I agree with you. I'm not absolving the team of a role in this too.
Right.
I just don't think there's any, like, I don't think it makes anything Devin White did any okay. Like right. I'm not, but I agree with you. And I don't think it's,
but that, I understand why I he's upset.
But that's, I don't know. That's this football that man. You're coming in for a job. Way. I think the bigger question is Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie, are they taking character? Are they taking work ethic? Are they taking are they picking the right players for the culture that they want to set?
Yeah.
That's a better question.
That's a fair question too. Like, look, they let Chauncey walk a year ago, you know? Yeah. So like clearly they had their some reservations about Chauncey in the locker room. And I also think one of their reservations was like, if things go bad, how will Chauncey handle it?
Well,
we're about to
so
find
far.
Out, yeah. You know, like the 1 year Chauncey was here, everything went perfect. Like and again, this is where Slay shouldn't have said what he said, but also Chauncey is escalating it by if that's what he's responding to. Now, maybe that wasn't it, but now everyone's perceiving it that way. So yeah. We should clarify if not,
which he hasn't.
Right. And what also sucks is this is all during the bye week. So none of these guys are talking for another.
But also, if I'm CJGJ, like, I would be annoyed by that. Like
I would be annoyed by
so
it.
So like
too.
I don't like I blame Darius Slay for going on the podcast more than I blame CJGJ for tweeting
Dave. But again, to go back to the like,
and I think I'm not like CJGJ. I think again, too online, needs to stop reacting to things, needs to stop talking.
It also probably speaks how close they are because look, they've only been teammates for who knows what is it, 2 years, right? A year and a half at this point. But like again, to use a real world example, like if let's say Jack or you tweeted something publicly about me that was perceived as you ripping me. I would just text you. You know what I mean? Like I would just text you about it or I would probably stew and not say anything. But like I definitely wouldn't respond on Twitter.
Yeah,
so
of course.
It's escalating it, you know? And now look, Slate did post a video last night. Like
he apologized.
Yes. Yeah. So we can also
Again, I think with Slay, I think for me, the bigger issue was going on the pod in the first place. Like
I agree.
Yeah, I think it's what he said about CJGJ, I think he tried to say something nice about CJGJ and then Micah.
Yeah, all he kind of said
was like, you back it up with it. And he's right. You know, if you're going to talk that much, like you got to back it up.
The
I don't
you're
disagree.
About,
you're just on a Dallas Cowboys pod talking about your teammates.
Well, and like, also if it was like week 7 and it's like, hey, Chauncey talks a lot. What's that like? And Slay goes, yeah, man, you know, Chauncey brings a lot of the juice, but if you say it, you got to back it up, which he does. The issue is he's talking about it right where Chauncey didn't back it up.
Right.
Like, you know, like, so.
Exactly. Fun times.
Team, man.
It's driving me crazy. All right. More in a sec. Mike Quick, Seth Joyner, Jody Mack, Rob Ellis, Joe Conklin, and us.
Me and
you. Can you believe it? Elliot Chur Parks, James Seltzer, the official Bet Parks lineup. Bet Parks, the official sportsbook and online casino. The Go Birds Pod is the only one we use, the only one we recommend, the only one we care about. Here's the thing. All kinds of football action about this weekend. This is the weekend to gamble.
Well, yeah,
because
there's no,
yes,
no birds,
no birds,
no birds. Well, so, and also,
yeah, we're getting
baseball.
We're getting there. We're getting there. This is the weekend to bet on football because it's a carefree weekend. Now, maybe, you know, we're still stressed about the birds.
Right. But
there's all kinds of games. Just bet on them. Watch them all. It's going to be so much fun to watch action. Have some action on. You can bet more in the score. Bet player touchdowns, rushing yards, passing yards, sacks, interceptions, and so much more. Join us. And now on the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app, plus, like Elliot said, playoff baseball action. Email out tonight, email out tomorrow.
Where are
and
they
this weekend?
In odds to win the title?
They are the third best odds to win the title. So it's
Dodgers.
LA, New York, and the Phillies are the top.
Where's the other New York team?
Below. They're like,
How far down?
I haven't checked.
Feels like they're the spicy pick.
I don't know with their win yesterday how much that changed their odds. They're going to win the series. I believe the Phillies were like about plus four something yesterday, and the Mets were like plus 1600. So it was a big difference, but who knows what's
happening. Well, also, when talking about live betting, could you imagine live betting that Mets?
Oh, I thought about it. You know, I almost did, and I just couldn't bet on the game.
Six to three.
Yeah, I thought about it. I thought about it in the ninth, and I didn't. That's a beautiful thing. You should, because you can make some money doing it. Plus, in addition to all the sports you can bet on, you can play with a live dealer, blackjack, craps, roulette, and so much more while watching games. It's a beautiful thing. Bet on all your favorite sports. Download the Bet Parks app right now and enjoy all the action and excitement from the casino at your fingertips. New users, download the Bet Parks online casino app and sportsbook app right now and get up to $1,000. Yes, $1,000 in casino bonus back if you're down in the first 24 hours. Casino bonus must be wagered. See betparks.com for the details. You must be 21. PA, New Jersey, Michigan, Maryland, or Ohio. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So I'll just, look, I'm just going to say it. The people are talking about Wyndham Nation.
People are talking.
The people are talking.
Yeah.
And like sometimes when you hear people are talking, you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
I don't know. If,
like about the Eagles right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly.
People are talking about
like,
the Eagles.
If someone came up to Darius Slay and said, people are talking, I feel like his initial reaction would have been great. What are they saying?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But when it comes to Wyndham Nation, the people are talking and they're talking great. And look, it's not just the people that they tell us about. It's our people.
That's damn straight. So
the
yeah.
one listener save $10,000.
So we have another one coming. I want to make.
Well,
I
wanna, hold on.
Okay, you got another.
No, ready? I got it planned out.
Oh, look at you! Oh, you got it under control.
Yeah, one save $10,000. The other one got a free Jalen Hurts jersey while working with Wyndham Nation. My parents contacted Wyndham.
Whoa!
Yeah, they are in contact with.
I did not know this.
And while we won't say the person's name,
it would be very funny if your parents didn't say that GoBird sent them.
I know. But, yeah. Of all the things. Yeah, yeah. It's also funny. Speaking of awkward interactions, it's funny to picture them being like Elliot sent them. And them being like, whoever it is, like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, thanks. Cool. Yeah. Or even better if they did know and they're like, Shore and Parks.
Yeah, we got it. Yes, cool. Exactly.
Thank you. Cool.
And a very famous Eagles fan. Has contact.
Yes!
We won't say who.
Love her.
But a very famous Eagles fan.
I want to talk to her. I haven't made sure that she's cool with us talking about it, but I know for
a
fact.
I mean, look, she's a brand. I don't want to just.
She hit up Wyndham Nation.
And it's going well.
It's going well.
Going well.
Center. I'm so happy. I can't. You out there, you know who you are. I love you and thank you. You mean
a lot. Well,
here's
the thing. It always goes well when you contact Wyndham Nation, whether you're a Go Birds listener or, I mean, they're really those are the only people that are out there.
The only people that we care about.
Right. But. When you contact Wyndham Nation, it's just always the best because they have people that have done it for a long time. Their installation rate in terms of doing it right the first time is really high. And what really matters the most is you can trust them. Again, a listener, save $10,000 versus what another window company gave you. And not only are you saving money, you're saving money right away because Wyndham Nation always has sick deals going on. No interest for 2 years, no payments for 2 years. I mean, you contact them. I promise you, if you need new windows, like that's the worst thing. I just had to buy tires last week. And what sucked about it was I just paid it right there. I didn't get no interest for 2 years. Not even an option.
Not even a choice.
I would have bought extra tires just to keep in the basement no interest.
I would have too.
That would have been funny if I came home with like 12 tires and Kristen's like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
I might do it with windows. Just have extra
I know, right?
But Wyndham Nation stands behind their windows with a lifetime warranty. Also, that's pretty nice too. Warranties are underrated until you need them. And then it's like, thank God I have warranty. Wyndham Nation also recently ranked highest on Forbes' list of best window installation companies, so you can trust Wyndham Nation for high-quality, affordable windows. Stop paying more than you have to. Hurry. Contact them now, schedule a visit, get an in-home estimate, and make sure when you call 866-90-NATION, that's 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com, make sure you tell them. Go Birds sent you.
All right, we've talked a lot about Nick. We've talked about kind of all the players and stuff like that, and you mentioned the kind of you could feel where the fan base.
By the way, I have a really funny final thought.
Oh, good. I can't wait. That's really exciting.
I think it's hysterical. I was literally laughing in the cab.
Oh, I can't wait.
But
for
I
this.
Bet you, like, speaking of awkward interactions, I don't think you'll think it's as funny. Not you personally.
As long as you laugh so hard. That's
I think
matters.
It's hysterical.
I can't wait.
All right.
You mentioned, like, the you get a rudimentary way to kind of feel how the fan base is at is looking at the WIP polls on the different shows.
You know what else is funny? Sorry.
Hold on. Here, go.
Tucker and Devin just sitting watching this pod for an hour.
Hi guys.
Yeah, how's it going?
How you doing? Yeah, we miss you in here, Tucker.
Yeah, you got. I think should have sat in here.
I know. Threw me off. All right. So you mentioned rudimentary way to know other families.
Yes.
And how rare it is when you see the polls really going against the Eagles, especially at 2-2. It was one thing like last year and they started to
Eagles
fail.
Eagles fans normally enter defense.
Yes. Yes. Seriously. Like, like for most years, it's like, are they going to win? It's like 97%. Yes.
Even if they're 0-3, it's like, even they'll turn it around. Like being too hard.
For the Saints game, they were in like the 30% thought they
win. Won
and they won that one.
Yeah.
I want to get to Jalen. Because Midday Show has a poll today, ironically, we're talking about this. Are you officially worried about Jalen Hurts? 78% of Eagles fans said yes. Now, this is interesting to me because it does feel like, and look, everyone's brought up the Wentz thing and all that, and I'm not going there in terms of connecting to, just in terms of the, I think it took a lot of people a really long time to start to turn on Wentz. But when it happened, you could feel it.
Right.
And I'm not saying people are turning on Jalen yet, but I've never seen a poll like that.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there has been a lot, even when things have been going bad, the Jalen supporters have been there.
Well, let's talk first about the Carson Wentz of it. Because I do think there is, because of what happened with Carson, there is a quickness to go to, this is, it's happening again. Mm-hmm. Carson had a broken back, a torn ACL, had one of the most traumatic, like, football things happen.
Yeah.
And he had concussion problems. So while that doesn't mean Jalen isn't regressing as a player, Carson had a lot of off the field things that impacted and accelerated his decline. I think that while Jalen is definitely not playing that well right now, and Jalen has to be better with taking care of the ball, and Jalen is holding on to the ball too long, those are somewhat correctable things.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you are not going to fix Carson. The folds of it, the ACL, the back, like, Jalen is salvageable. So let's not act like this is over with Jalen. It doesn't mean he won't improve. Maybe this is who he is. But there is a far better chance of it happening with him than there was with Carson.
I agree,
and I think 100%. That just has to be put out
there. I couldn't agree more.
Right? So, like, yeah, I mean, I understand fans being mad with Jalen, but, like, I'm not out on Jalen permanently.
Me neither.
He's not playing well, for sure. Like, he has to improve. But this idea that, like, he's not going to be here in a year, like, maybe he won't be if he doesn't improve. But there is a real world where Jalen plays pretty good the rest of the year.
100%.
Like a very high probability.
Yeah. And look, remember, like, last year, halfway through the year, we were talking about him as an MVP.
Yes. Like,
and
then
felt like it wouldn't be that crazy for him to, especially once he gets his receivers back and all that. Here are my concerns with Jalen, because, you know, I have been pretty consistently more pro Jalen than a lot of people, I would say, at least in terms of in the media and all that. And I have.
Yeah, you're surprised. Like, not saying you're out on him either, but when I'm listening to the radio, I'm always surprised.
Yeah. I'm more concerned about him than I was at the start of the season. Like, I really thought, all right, new offensive coordinator coming in.
The training camp.
Yeah, and the training camp. And all. Yeah. I felt really good about Jalen coming into this year. And it's my big issue is seeing the things that we thought he would work on, had worked on, had gotten better at, and just seeing him again. Like, the holding on to the football, rip it a little bit, buddy. Like,
Dan Orlovsky, sorry.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, we were talking about today about, like, it's why was Baker, John keeps asking people, why was Baker Mayfield so successful? And it's like,
threw the ball
quick. And it's like, why doesn't Jalen do that? Because I don't think he can.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I don't think Jalen can do what Baker did. And that doesn't mean that he can't be a successful quarterback and all that. But, like, I need to see Jalen be able to do some things like that. Like, I need to see him be able to move quickly with the football and get through reads quickly and get rid of the football quickly and, like, be decisive out there. Like, feels like Jalen is just sitting there, patting the ball, looking around, or he's running. And like, it doesn't feel like he's at all comfortable out there playing the quarterback.
Well, so I feel like there's so many aspects of playing the quarterback where sometimes we go, like, Jalen can do it, they just don't do it. But, like, playing under center, the obvious thing is, like, Jalen can do it, they just don't do it.
It's very clear
Jalen does not want to play under center.
There's no question. Again, if it were Kellen Moore's choice, they would be under center more. Motion
100%.
Has disappeared all of a sudden.
So, yeah, I agree with that. But the other thing I was going to say is we've talked for years. Why don't they throw running back screens? Why don't they do it? Right. And it's like, well, he can obviously make the throw. Like, that's not a hard throw. They tried it twice against the Buccaneers and he sailed it over the running back.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things Jalen right now in his
over the middle stuff
cannot do. Right. Like,
why isn't he throwing to Dallas Goedert over the middle? I don't know if
he can throw over the middle.
Yeah, like, I don't know if he sees it that well.
Like, and to your point,
he's not that tall.
When I rewatched the Buccaneers game, like, I know AJ and Devontae aren't out there, and I know there's no lane. And Fred Johnson was bad. So, like, that, all these
horrible
things,
Fred Johnson was, like, yeah, really,
all
really
these things
bad.
Really impact Jalen. But what's concerning about it is there are guys that are open and Jalen is not throwing the ball to them. And I don't think it's because he, like, doesn't trust Calcaterra or whatever. I think
he's tentative.
I think he's tentative. I think, and look, you go back to the week one game against the Packers where he pointed to AJ. Like, Jalen,
you should have just thrown her
Jalen
out.
Jalen does
that,
not yeah. throw with anticipation a lot. Doesn't mean he never does it, but almost every throw I watch him complete when I rewatch these games, the guy is standing there waiting for the ball. Very few times is the guy coming out of a cut and like the guy's not looking at it and Jalen throws it where like he's throwing it before. Jalen likes to see the guy open. Doesn't like there are also like the throw to Saquon in week one. That was a great throw. It was a great throw. Mm-hmm. But like he knew Saquon was going that way. Like there was no anticipation involved there. So that's
one. Yeah, like one of the, I think the only one I can really think of was the interception Devontae. Like that was a throw where
right, and it was intercepted.
And it was intercepted. And it was exactly. Intercepted. Yeah.
So I think that's a major problem, especially when you have an offense, like for all of Dak's flaws, Dak is like a really good pocket quarterback.
Totally.
Right. So Kellen Moore is used to playing with guys that are comfortable making these throws. Now the motion thing. So last year, the Chargers were 9th in the league in motion. This year, the Eagles are 19th. If you look, the percentages aren't that different. So they are still running motion at a fairly similar rate to what he ran with Kellen Moore. But in week one, they ran
that's
it
my
60%
point. Is in week
of the time.
One, it felt like it was a huge part of the offense. And I feel like it's been
now,
like...
Now, look, part of that could be...
AJ,
it could be like when you have Jahan Dotson and...
Yeah, that's my... Yeah, John, guys, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like that could be part of it too. But it just doesn't feel like the offense is much different than it was last
year. It feels... So similar, man. Like yeah. That was the one of the big things about that Tampa game. Was like, oh,
and so this. Yeah, is
I felt like I was watching the playoff game. I know we said that, but it was like, look, wow, we're back. I missed tackles in an offense that looks right. Freaking like high school.
I definitely undersold the coordinator's blame last year, but I also think the more we watch Jalen this year, it's also a little obvious that a lot of what happens on offense is just Jalen, right? What he likes to do, what he calls at the line, what it.
Which, by the way, we always want coaches to play to their players' skill sets. The issue is that,
I mean, I know that he's not calling the offense in Washington, but Jaden Daniels looks awesome with Brian
Johnson.
He does.
Johnson but
there. There's Cliff Kingsbury. But I'm just saying he is the quarterback coach there. So, sure. Like,
well, I think he's the passing game coordinator.
Yes. So he's involved in the
there's
offense.
A quarterback coach also.
Yeah, so he's involved. Regardless, the point I'm making is
he's like third in line with the quarterback.
I now there's a whole bunch of like Knicks too involved in the offense, right?
Which he might be.
I just don't think so.
I think we can say.
I think the issue is Jalen. Like, I'm sorry.
I think it is too, but yeah. I think we can also say that Nick is not good at offensive scheme. Like, it's just not his bag.
But then is Kellen? Like, I don't know.
I think Kellen's had success other places. We've never seen Nick have any success in it, ever. Not
well,
once.
Yeah.
Even in Indianapolis, that was Frank Reich's offense, right? Like,
I don't think Nick's specialty is X's and O's. I agree with you. Doesn't mean he's bad at it.
No, I think he's better than the average Joe, but like, well, I just think he's like average at it for an NFL guy.
But I guess what I'm saying is I just think that the problem we talk about the offense is Jalen can't do certain things. He can't put him under.
Or Jalen doesn't want to do certain things. One or the other. Well, we don't know.
I think he can't.
Well, if he practiced it and worked
apparently
it,
apparently
not. No, but the point is that like, it is possible that if he spent an entire offseason working from under center, he could figure out how to work from under center.
Yes, I agree
My
with
point
that.
Is, I don't think he wants to do it.
Yeah, that's part of it. I don't think
he feels comfortable.
I mean, it's a little similar to what it's worth to Ben Simmons shooting threes. Mm-hmm. Like, if Ben Simmons just started shooting threes, he probably would have been.
Or at least free throws.
Yes, exactly. Like, but I think he didn't shoot them because he couldn't do it.
Yeah, he doesn't feel comfortable doing it.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
And so, like, Jalen can say he wants to play under center all he wants. The numbers back it up. They don't put him under center. And, like, the game against the Buccaneers, he was under center. They did a fake handoff to Saquon, and the pass that he threw afterwards was like 5 yards too high for Saquon. He just can't do it. So what I think the Eagles are dealing with right now is when Jalen's taking care of the ball, like, you can win with him because he makes plays on third and long that other quarterbacks don't, because he can scramble. He keeps plays alive that other quarterbacks don't. I think that he does throw a very catchable, accurate ball most of the time. The issue, though, is when he's also turning it over, you're dealing with a quarterback that strongly restricts what you can do from an offensive scheme perspective, and that's turning it over. So it can't be both. Like, obviously, a lot of quarterbacks can't survive in the league turning it over, but Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes can because they are awesome, right? Jalen is not an awesome talent. He can be a very good quarterback, and I still think you can win a Super Bowl.
They almost did. Of course
they almost
you can.
Did. So yeah. Of course you can, right? But the turnover thing is what is ruining Jalen. Like, we can talk about understanding all those things. You can still win. Like, with all these problems we're talking about, you can still win with it. But the turnover thing is what is going to ruin Jalen if it doesn't turn around.
I agree.
That's it. Like, it's that simple. We can talk about this whole hour. Knicks culture, you know, Twitter, like, special teams. Like, it all, if they start taking care of the ball, they can be a team that wins. Like, that's it. Like, they're good enough overall to be a team that makes a playoff run if Jalen takes care of the ball.
I generally I agree with that. Core. Like, I think the pass rush, the pass rush is bad. It's bad. Like, they need to find a way around that.
Yeah, for sure. But all teams have weaknesses.
They do. But, like, I mean,
I agree. I'm not saying they're a great team, but I'm saying I think they're good enough to win. They're good enough to win if they take care of the ball. They just are.
Maybe. Yes. I think they probably are. Like, I don't know about winning the Super. I mean, mostly because I don't think there are any great teams this year. Yeah. So I think, like,
I think the tough thing is it's just hard to picture this team stringing four good games together.
Absolutely. You know, it is. They're so inconsistent week to week.
It's now, that being said, they won, like, you know, they went 20-2.
It's insane. So, you know, insane. No, I know.
I think what's weird is last
I just think they're an enigma. I just, like, it's really hard to know what they're going to be. Each week, I have no idea what to expect from this team.
Joe DeCamera made this point, and I think it was a really good way of phrasing it, that we're so used to either great quarterbacks or bad quarterbacks.
Yeah.
We're not used to average. And even with this team, they were like 1-5, and then they won like 40 in a row.
Yeah, they're kind of average.
And then they lost 10 in a row.
They're kind of average.
I think now what they are is they're just like average.
Yeah, that's
some
what I
games
said.
Will
like
win, some games they won't.
9-10-7.
They're not special, but they're not terrible. Yeah. They're just... Each week, and honestly, this is probably why I've been bad picking them, because you just have no idea what team is going to show up.
That's what I mean. I have no idea what team is going
to show up. There's no read on them. Yeah.
All right. Let's get to final thoughts.
Okay.
I can't wait to laugh.
You're not going to laugh. But I think, you know, it would be such a funny bit. I think this is appropriate for the pod.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I said.
Yeah. All right. So I was, So here's what happened to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I went to Tampa Bay on Saturday night. My flight was at 7:00. I ate at Parks Casino, right? I had the dumplings.
Nice.
Right? Which are always very good.
Yes.
And I didn't get dinner before I got on the flight, which I knew was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why I used to pack pasta. So I land at I land at 10:30 at night. Like, and I had no food. There was nothing around the hotel. The restaurant was closed. And the only thing that was open was a strip club across the street. Here's what I think would be so funny. Could you imagine if I called and ordered takeout from the strip club?
Yeah, you wouldn't be the first person. I guarantee
think it would be the most funny, like the most hysterical thing in the world. If I called and they were like, hey, it was called the Dollhouse. Hey, it's a Dollhouse. I was like, hey, can I place order for pickup?
Yeah.
Imagine me showing up to the strip club being like, no, Elliot, I have chicken fingers. No, I didn't.
Why?
I'm not ordering takeout from a strip club. I just think it'd be so, well, do I pay the cover to go in and get it? Like,
it would
how
would be hilarious.
I just think, like, how many times a year do you think strip clubs
I'll get? Bet you people do it.
I bet you not.
Well, I think it is specific to that situation. What did you do?
I didn't eat. I was miserable all night. I could barely sleep.
I guarantee you there are people who care a lot more about eating than about all right.
It's just a set. Like, do you think they even take out orders? Do you think there's like a waitress bringing it up front?
I guarantee you people have done it. If it's the only food in the area, I guarantee it.
I just think, I don't know. I think it'd be so funny if every city I went to, I ordered takeout.
It'd be hilarious. Like, usually you could do like the Ross Tucker does the food rankings for all the things.
I got the chicken fingers in the Dollhouse.
Yeah, that's great. I love it.
So I just think it'd be hysterical.
Strong work.
Thank you.
I think that's quite a funny thought. I wish you'd done it. It would have been funnier if you had.
No, I'm not going to order. Like, it just, I'm sure.
It would have been better if you did it. It would have been a lot cooler.
Yeah, it would have been a funny story, but I did not. Yeah.
All right. 1980s movies. I really don't know what to do here. By the way, I watched Casablanca this weekend for the first time since I was like in my, you know, late teens or something.
I've never seen
what
it,
a freaking masterpiece.
I just don't
what a
it,
like
what year was it? I guess
1942.
And how are you doing the 80s?
No, I'm just throwing
oh
it
you
in
just
there.
Watched
I'm just mentioning that I saw Casablanca and it's like amazing. Like it is such an entertaining good movie. Like it moves, like it doesn't, it feels like it could have been made today. I mean, granted, not really, because it's takes place in World War II. And,
right.
You know, it's
right.
Very specific.
Yeah,
sort
of time.
But that's the craziest thing about it. Like, this movie was made as in 1942 about the war as it's happening.
It's a bold
like,
move.
If, dude, and it's like, anyway, very, very, if you've never seen Casablanca, there's a reason it's considered one of the great movies of all time.
I'm guessing it's black and white.
It is, but it moves.
Right.
It moves.
How long is it?
Hour and 42 minutes. Quick.
It's a long old movie.
What are you talking about? It's like nothing. Anything under 2 hours is like a like that.
I know.
Most movies are right. More than an hour and 40
long,
minutes.
Yeah. Better.
Yo, it moves so fast.
What's it even about? Well,
it's on Max.
Is it a musical?
Right now? No.
Okay.
No.
It feels like it gives off a musical vibe.
What?
I don't know.
No.
No, not a musical.
It's no. It's like it's a movie about a place in France in World War II and trying to help refugees get to America.
I picture it similar to Sound of Music in my head. Just throwing that out there.
just because they're Nazis involved? Is that it?
No, just because they're both old movies. That's really
well,
it's
the
only...
like 20 years older than is it? 15 okay. years older, something like yeah, that. I think
that's not connected.
I think it's the 60s. I could be wrong.
Or
well,
I could
they're both
about
Nazis.
About
so, you know, from that perspective.
I didn't even know there were Nazis in Sound of Music.
What? Dude, are you kidding me?
I mean, dude, I watched it when I was like seven. I wasn't
1965.
Like...
I nailed it. Wow, I didn't even 23 job, years. You didn't know the Sound of Music about Nazis?
No, I
so thought
it was
didn't pay
just,
attention to the movie at
so
all.
So I honestly, if you ask me to serve, to describe what Sound of Music about, I feel like it's about a woman that lives in a house with a bunch of kids and they sing.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that what it's about?
Well, yes, but it's also about like the rise of the Nazis.
Wow, dark turn for Sound of Music.
Anyway, so
your 1980 movie.
Yes, so 1980s.
This is going to be a rough one for
yeah,
me.
It is a rough one for me too.
And for Devin listening. This is there.
Well, here's the thing. The thing with the 1980s, and I've tried to make these lists like a combination of greatness right. of the movies, but also what I love and all that.
Wow, lists
like,
are tough.
There's not much greatness in the 80s. There's a lot of like Raiders of the Lost Ark. That is great. Yes. It's a Die Hard. Great. Best action movie of all time, but it's not like
not a Christmas movie.
It definitely a Christmas
movie. Yeah.
The guy who wrote it said it was Christmas movie. But yeah.
It's just not.
It just is. It's inarguable. It's fine.
Yeah.
Didn't you say Home Alone wasn't a Christmas movie?
No, it is a Christmas movie.
Okay,
it's
good.
It's obviously a Christmas movie.
I thought you said yeah. it wasn't.
Just like Harry Potter, Christmas movie. It's just about the vibe.
Die Hard is way more Christmas movie than Harry Potter. There are more references
here's a
to
general,
Christmas.
General in, sense. If someone gets shot in a movie, it is not a Christmas movie.
That's not true. That's
you
insane.
Know the rule.
That
is
a is bad
is.
Rule.
No movie with blood is a Christmas movie.
Yes, it is.
Disagree. Get it's out of the spirit.
Stop being a child and
that's
grow
Christmas
up with Christmas.
Is a child's holiday.
Grow up with Christmas, all right? Adults can have Christmas too, Elliot.
Yeah, not
so I've been
hard.
Told.
Yeah, adults can, but watch Christmas movies.
So, like Back to the Future, Coming to America, Beverly Hills Cop, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, like a
have
lot
seen,
of
like,
iconic
movies.
Movies.
Yeah.
They're iconic movies, but they're not like... Like comparing it to like Pulp Fiction, you know, like it's
right.
hard to. So I'm just going to go with the five I like. Well, so at Fatal Attraction, shout out to Fatal Attraction, not going to make my list. I hadn't seen Fatal Attraction until early this year. Great movie, Fatal Attraction. So I like Fatal Attraction. Very good movie. Stand By Me, a classic.
Stand By Me. No, that's not My Girl.
No.
Yeah.
No. Stand By Me is the four kids, the four boys. And they
I don't think I've seen it, but I feel
go
like
see
I
a
like
dead
this
body.
One.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Great, great.
Feels
great
like you
movie.
Fall asleep.
Yeah. I hate you. All right, I'm just gonna go through this. I have Do the Right Thing is the best movie of the 80s. Period. Bullet. Star. Whatever. Do the Right Thing. You know, Do the Right Thing.
Isn't that a Spike Lee movie?
Hey,
I haven't seen it, but I
I'm
do know.
Proud
yeah,
of you.
Thank you. Yeah,
you fist
you.
Bump. I'm
yeah.
really proud of you. Thank yes, you should see it. It's a great, great movie. It's not too long either. It's like 2 hours. So When Harry Met Sally is one of my five favorite movies ever. It's gonna
dude, whenever I see it on TV, I thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's so great.
Well, also, it's a great movie, and I'm not saying it's a bad take by you, but I'm shocked it's your favorite movie.
I don't
well,
know it's
why.
One of my five favorites.
Okay,
it's
I'm
the
just
one
saying,
I've, it's the one I've seen the most. I'm
yeah.
a romantic.
No, I
man.
Know you are. I'm yeah. just, I just, you seem more of like a, you know, like I
know.
Know. Yeah,
I
just
know.
I wouldn't guess it in your top.
Five. I'm multi-layered.
You are. It's a great movie.
Yeah, it is great. Also, Casablanca featured in When Harry Met Sally. They have a whole conversation about sure. did she want to leave with Laszlo
yeah.
or not, and I'm getting too
yeah,
nerdy.
It's fine.
There's a scene in Casablanca when they're playing Gershwin in Rick's place.
Obviously.
And Gershwin, they have it in When Harry Met Sally, so no big deal.
Connection.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It had to
be
movie. You.
Yeah.
It had to be you. Yeah. All right. Princess Bride, also one of my 10 favorite movies of all time. I think he all time.
Oh, classic. I love that movie. That's a great movie.
It's in there.
Yeah.
So Die Hard, obviously, for me, is going to be on my list. Fine. So, and then the fifth spot, honestly, I've gone back and forth. I'll go Raiders of the Lost Ark because it was 1981. That's Heroes Born.
I've never seen it, but I'm sure it's a great one. That's Indiana Jones.
Yes, it yeah. is. Yeah. Indiana Jones.
I don't know. Something about that seems.
I thought about going The Shining too. Unserious.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I can't get into the Indiana Jones thing. I can acknowledge it's a great movie
just watch one
franchise
so here's my issue with you is you do that I
just seem silly like he's running from
you
the boulder like I don't
again it, ironically a movie about Nazis it's all about Nazis it's about him fighting against Nazis that is the wow. whole gist of Indiana Jones every yeah. single Indiana Jones movie
really
except for the most recent
I thought it was
one.
Like him about finding treasures
well it's he's an archaeologist but it always ends up with him against Nazis that's like the
does he have superpowers no he doesn't right
well he's I guess like not the Temple of Doom because that's a prequel so either way because it's second but
right.
that's before Raiders but Raiders and Last Crusade are about Nazis.
He doesn't have superpowers, though.
No, he's just
a
normal guy. No, but he finds artifacts that have superpowers.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Here, my whole thing with you is just...
I'd be curious if they made like a new
one. You're not allowed to say I'm not into it or it's not that good or whatever until you see things. That is my whole thing.
I just like
it drives me crazy.
I know it does. Yeah. Maybe I'll watch it one day.
That's
probably
fine.
Not. I feel like they've made a bunch of them too, right?
They're
like
five.
Five. Didn't they make one recently?
Yes.
Harrison Ford, probably one of the best actors of all time.
Good take.
Thank you.
We're done.
Yeah.
Tucker, take us out. Yeah. He's item James.